All right, we are back with I believe the number is episode 6.62.2 of the Willis Experience Podcast. We're doing our previews here on October 2nd. I'm here with Allison Frodo. We're doing our previews of each of the major series. There's no minor league series. Those are over. Go Memphis Redbirds. We are looking today at the National League wildcard between the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, I think there's a similarity. There's a lot of similarities, really, of this game and kind of the American League wildcard game. There's one team I think is clearly better than the other. There's one team that I think could do some actual legitimate damage if they were to get into the division series. They just have to get through this one game. To me, it's funny. When you look at the Diamondbacks, their offense is maybe not quite as deep as you'd like them to be. But man, of all, even almost all the teams in the postseason, their rotation is terrifying. Like, they almost don't have room for Taiwan Walker. Again, it's one game, and John Gray's pitched very, very well for the Rockies. I'll put it this way. If I'm in the National League, I really want Colorado to win this game because I think Arizona is a lot scarier moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Colorado has been, they had such a strong first half, and then they've been, up and down and decent at times and not so good. But they've definitely, you know, some of their weaknesses were definitely exposed in the second half. So I just feel like the Diamondbacks are a team that is really like more of a division champ than a team that just like was lucky enough to nab a wild card spot. Their record was good enough to win several of these divisions. They have played consistently, and you know, their stumbles were I feel like a lot shorter. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but their stretches of not playing well just seem to be shorter than a lot of the other teams, like even the Dodgers and the Rockies. And so I just look at them as a huge, huge favorite to win this game going. Yeah. I think they're going to be at home. They feel comfortable. They're very confident. They're playing well. They have made some key additions. JD Martinez has been a beast for them. Zach Greinke will be on the mound. And I just feel like this is all set up for them too. I think they're going to win the wild card, and I think they're going to beat the Dodgers in the division series.
Oh, that'll be fun. Hot time. Okay. That's a different thing. That'll be fun if we get to that. But it's funny. I look at Colorado, and I know this speaks to the weaknesses of Milwaukee and St. Louis and obviously the rest of the National League. It's kind of amazing to me that they won the wild card. I know they got off that. They really just kind of like played off of that hot start because the second half of the year, and they had a winning record. They kind of, like the Twins, had a winning record in the second half, which essentially is what allowed them to take care of teams that were too far behind to catch up with them. But look at their lineup. Obviously, Arenado has been great, and obviously Blackman has probably been their best player. But, you know, I mean, after that, Gonzalez has come along a little bit late, but he hasn't had a great year. Story hasn't had a great year. Story hasn't had a great year. Gonzalez hasn't had a great year. Desmond hasn't had a great year. Their lineup, actually, take it outside of the context of Coors Field, has not been that great. So you're like, all right, well, then their rotation must be great. But not really that either. They had some rookies in there are three top pitchers at midseason, none of which are in the rotation anymore. Gray coming back in the second half has made a big difference for them. But it's hard to find, again, much like the Twins-Yankees game, it's hard to find things that the Rockies are better at than the Diamondbacks. And that goes all the way from, you know, you get in the postseason, you can talk yourself into some matchup sometimes. Like, oh, well, they've got this starting pitcher. Maybe he gets hot and shuts them down. But even if you do that, you say, well, Gray's been pitching pretty well, and he's had some luck, particularly in the second half. But he's facing Zach Greinke, and to me, that larger thing, JD Martinez just changed this whole lineup. Not just him, but really Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt's been great since he's gotten there. All of a sudden, they look downright scary, and with that rotation, I have to say, I agree with you. I don't know if I would be ready to pick them against the Dodgers. But yeah, as I said earlier, if I'm the Dodgers, I desperately want the Rockies to win this game because I don't think the Rockies scare them, but the Diamondbacks would scare me.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the other thing that we need to give credit to the Rockies is that they were able to compile the record that they compiled playing in a division where they're largely playing, or a lot of the time, playing the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. So, I just look at like some of what the other teams had to do. Yeah. and the teams that they had to beat in their division. And I just feel like the Diamondbacks and the Rockies just deserve a lot more credit because of where they play. So, yeah, you know, the Dodgers are 110% rooting for the Rockies to win that game. And I don't see it happening. And I think it'll be one of those, like, they'll lose. They'll be like, you know, it won't be like completely devastating. Bud Black will be like, this is just the beginning. And they'll like go on, you know, they'll build from this. And I'm very impressed with what they've been able to do. And I am, again, it's like kind of like my head says the Diamondbacks and my heart says the Rockies. I think it'd be awesome if the Rockies won that game, but no, Diamondbacks are going to win that game. They have they have it all set up. Like they have the superstar, you know, pitcher at the top of the rotation. They've got these beasts in the middle of the lineup. They have, you know, they have MVP candidates, they're going to win that game.
Yeah, I feel like we've pretty definitively in our two wildcard previews said, oh yeah, one team is obviously better than the other one, which means, of course, the other team is going to win. And that doesn't mean they're necessarily wrong. I think it's hard to argue. I mean, it's hard enough to pick a seven-game series. So a one-game series is particularly hard. One thing I'll say about the Rockies, kind of no matter what happens for them, looking forward, you know, the Diamondbacks, they've got a new kind of management team in place. They've had a very quick turnaround. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of guys that can come in there. If I'm the Rockies, I want to win now. I don't know where they stand moving forward. I think some of these guys are getting older. They're going to start getting a little more expensive. Remember, Blackman was supposedly on the trading block before this year, and Gonzalez has supposedly been on the trading block for 2 years. You know, I think that when I look at the Rockies, have some young pitching coming and they've got some young infield talent, but this still, you know, every time you look at the any sort of postseason, you're like, listen, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that you have while you have them, unless you're a team like the Twins, who I think it's all kind of set up for them moving forward. Like, they're just lucky to kind of get in this year. If I'm the Rockies, it would be a bummer to have your breakthrough year. This is the first time they've made the playoffs since 2009, and even they got swept out very quickly. It would be quite a bummer to finally have your first time make the playoffs since then, and you don't even get a home game. Like that's always kind of a bummer for them. You go through all that trouble. So I would encourage, even though I'm down on the Rockies in this game, it would behoove them to win now. Cause I think that's the kind of happy to be there thing might fits a little bit more for a team like the Twins, who is young and clearly building and is almost here like a year or two early. And by the way, lost 100 games last year. Whereas the Rockies, it feels like this is almost like the best as it could go for the Rockies, which means win now because they may not be back for a while.
I guess. I feel like I've got a lot more optimism about the pitching that they're able to develop. And I just feel like they've hit on something and that they might be able to build off of that. You could be right. I mean, it's not, you know, the core, like you said, is a little bit older. But I still feel like they make good decisions and I don't know. I just feel like they've done some pretty good things over the past few years that have kind of led to this. So I'm not sure that I'm not sure that this is going to be their only chance for the, you know, foreseeable future. I could be wrong though.
It could be wrong. I mean, it's funny because it really may depend on what the Giants do if they completely fall off the table, because I think that opens the window for them too, because the Padres still seem a little bit away. But the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks look like they're not going anywhere. So, but all right, so this game is at 8 p.m. Eastern time, or as I said, probably that means 9:15 Eastern time on TBS. John Gray against Zach Greinke, Rockies at D-backs. We are both picking the Diamondbacks in this game, which means, of course, the Rockies are going to win. We'll be back tomorrow with our previews of the Red Sox-Astros series and the Cubs-National series. Until then, Allison, fun as always.
Absolutely. Thank you.